Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Yo, it's Garbled Twistery time. Oh yeah, and you're like listening to the second episode in a series of in-between election year episodes. Oh, what year is it, you ask? Why, it's 1790, my chum. Last year, the big historical thing I took a gander at was this whole mac and cheese fad that became a permanent staple of American culture. But for 1790, I think I'm going to have to start you off with a deep philosophical question. Who are you? No, really, who are you? How would you describe yourself? Are you white, black, Laotian, Kenyan, a boy, a girl? Someone that means more than all of those labels? Someone whose personal experiences are or aren't sharply impacted by those labels? Who are you? And the follow-up question is, who does the government say you are? When a graph is released that involves people in your assigned and or chosen demographic sprawled across a news station about who eats the most German pasta noodles, are you going to be in the majority relative to your label, or are you the exception? Or are you being made to think you're the exception? Or is it the other way around? Or is it both? Don't think too hard on it. You'll get a headache, you'll need to go to the waterhole again, and Carol's gonna be there, so I think you want to avoid that situation. But don't you think it's just fascinating how the labeling and categorizing of literal people is written into the freaking first section of the Constitution? No, really. Like, now that the Constitution is supposed to be happening or whatever, it's high time the United States started following the freaking rules of the Constitution, you feel me? And what silly rule was tucked inside the very first article of the very second section of the U.S. Constitution? A rule saying that every citizen in the freaking country needed to be counted at least once every 10 years, okay? And this was important to do so that the numbers could be all proportioned and stuff to make sure that each state gets a relevant amount of electoral votes. Yeah, it determines that nonsense. And what organization was created to make sure this rule is followed and stuff?
The Census Bureau.
Oh, yo. Yeah, in 1790, the census thingy was put into place, and at first there were a bunch of state marshals just counting it up. But then, as more and more people started either showing up or making babies, the census had to, like, make a headquarters and stuff, and they started making round-the-clock, non-stop surveys on who lived where and basically all the questions I asked in the beginning. Like, nowadays, 400 billion federal and state dollars are spent every freaking year doing things based on the census data. I mean, there isn't much more information I am inclined to tell you that doesn't seem obvious. Like, obviously, the census isn't a singular entity. When more land was taken, it meant more people to count, which means more people and buildings are needed to do all the counting or whatever. I mean, there are really only two paths I could take if you want to hear any juicy gossip about the U.S. Census. One direction is the government conspiracy, and there are cameras in my laptop and fluoride in my Starbucks, and the census is gathering us up like cows for the slaughter route. A fun one, but this podcast is classy, okay? Get out of here with that. The other route I could take is the less unbelievable route of the census not being immune to, like, freaking society. What do I mean? Okay, like at the very beginning, 1790, on the census, the categories of people were free white people, free people who weren't white, and slaves. In 1890, they were white, black, mulatto, quadroon, octoroon, and Indian. No, not from India. By the way, they still didn't change that and it's 2018. Like, come on, census guys. And then there was Chinese and Japanese on there as well. See? At that particular point in time, the rulemakers, who it is safe to assume were 99.9% white peeps, were very concerned about determining precisely how quote-unquote black people were. To the point where even having a very, very distant black relative made one, well, basically cursed in the eyes of the government. But if you look back at 1790, the only two things the census were concerned about were A, if you were white, and B, if you were a slave or not. See, the labels of the census mirror the events and concerns of society, and they're always going to change and modify based on that. In 1940, Hindu was on the census. Yeah, a religion, a way of life, a belief system. What even? Anyways, I said all that to say that nothing that ultimately relies on the judgment of humans is 100% reliable or accurate, especially when it involves other humans as the objects of the judgment. The census, founded in 1790, I mean that's why I'm talking about it, will be subject to perpetual changes, I believe, and it serves as an interesting chronicle of how the U.S. government sees and categorizes its citizens, including you, including me. And so, I have to conclude this episode with the very question I began it with. Who are you? And how do the bubbles on the census match or differ from that? And why do you bubble where you bubble on the census? And what does that say about your experience in the U.S. of A? Who are you? Okay, you can stop now. My inner Ira Glass came out for a second. Sorry about that. If you got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, the fact that you can find a Starbucks at a grocery store nowadays, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. So yeah, pack your bags, because next time we're flying all the way to the
Hotel California.
Because there is some insane Spanish nonsense happening in Cali, and I just have to check it out, okay?
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Don't think too hard on it. You'll get a headache, you'll need to go to the waterhole again, and Carol's gonna be there, so I think you want to avoid that situation.